Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Oh, by the way, Carolina basketball has a game this weekend, too. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Although it's only an exhibition game against Shaw and the real season opener is still 2 weeks away, Roy Williams' 10th Tar Heel team makes its first public appearance for a 40-minute game Friday night in the Dean Dome. Wow, 10 years. It seems like just yesterday that Matt Doherty was still stomping his size 16s. The fact that old Roy had the ultimate health scare in September should make us appreciate the fact that he's now become the second longest tenured Carolina Hoops commander in history. Just 26 more, coach, and you'll catch your mentor. Just having Williams, who says he plans to coach 6 to 10 more years, should be enough to bring massive support and appreciation to the program in a rare, how you say, rebuilding year. This is the youngest Tar Heel team in memory at point guard and in the middle. So I'm glad the November 27th trip to top-ranked Indiana looks like the only game a young team can't win before ACC play begins. It only matters in March, goes the old saw, as long as you do well enough from November through February to be in a position to make some noise in March. This team looks a lot like the two that followed UNC's national championships of 2005 and 2009, and if not for untimely injuries last season, it might have been the third with such a bittersweet distinction. Of course, the 06 team had a freshman named Hansbrough, who became a once-in-a-lifetimer. The newest Tar Heel team has no such psycho T inside, although great things are expected from sophomore James Michael McAdoo. But just remember, he was the least attended to player last season when John Henson or Tyler Zeller were in the game, and Deion Thompson didn't adjust very well when it was his turn to get most of the attention inside. So let's not expect the world from JMM right away. The keys in the paint will be how sophomore Desmond Hubert develops and how fast freshmen Joel James and Bryce Johnson come along, and whether Williams will go small earlier than later with 6'7 Reggie Bullock at the four spot. A lineup of McAdoo, Bullock, Leslie McDonald, and Dexter Strickland, joining the new number 5, freshman point guard Marcus Page, could go as fast as old Roy wants. Whether it can score and defend enough remains to be seen starting Friday night. This is Archansky. See ya.